Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Offensively for you, no rust, hit seven threes. What did that rim look like?
White contested three. My goodness.
Just trying to get good looks, get good shots, and knock them down when I take them. So got to keep going, and a lot of credit to the team.
And his brilliance has been incredible.
Ho-hum. Celtics do what we all expected last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Beat him down 120-95. I'm not sure I expected Derek White to stay as locked in as he was. Seven threes last night, which was superior to his teammate Jaylen Brown. Four three-pointers, 32 points. They were hot. Cavs weren't. Series feels like it's already over, barely before it starts. You're already snickering, Mego. You disagree?
No, I'm laughing. I'm enjoying myself. Is that allowed?
No, it's allowed. I don't see this team winning any games. I don't think the Celtics are going to get pushed at all in this series, which might be a good thing with Porzingis out. But one game in, I feel like it's a giant waste of time. Like, I feel like this series is already a giant waste of time. Like, can you bring on New York, please? Can we just get to New York? This series feels like a waste of time already. Yep. Last night was a waste of time.
Feels like a shoot around. Like, all right, let's go. Come on. This is sad. Mercy rule. Come on. But I can still enjoy it. Like, if they just cruise through.
What was enjoyable? What was enjoyable about that?
No, it was pretty boring. I stayed up and watched the OKC game for a little while after, and then that got boring, too. I mean, all around, this round of NBA playoffs is not incredibly inspiring outside of New York.
I enjoyed Paul Pierce's ensemble that he was wearing with the chains and everything. That was cool. I enjoyed that. And the sunglasses, he looked cool. Other than that, I didn't care much for
him. I mean, look, I'm not taking
it's a nice win.
The Celtics did exactly what I thought. When I say it's a waste of time, the Celtics are going to kick the crap out of this team. They're way better than this team. They're going to sweep them. And so when I say it's a waste of time, that's what I mean. I want to get to the games that matter. I want to get to the important games and a chance for the Celtics to get pushed a little bit. They're not going to get pushed by this team. It's a one-player team. That's a one-player team over there. That's all the Cavs have. Mitchell and no one else. And so, what about when Jared Allen comes back? Don't care. Oh, what if Darius Garland gets hot? Don't care. Not a good team. And so I want to focus on the Celtics and one guy who is not carrying his weight. And that's what we'll start here today on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. Of course, all your thoughts on the game last night, if you have them, if you even made it through until the end and bothered to watch until the finish, it was over in the first quarter, 617-779-7937. You can vote in our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. How far can the Celtics go without better performances from Jason Tatum? And this is what Christian Arcan sent last night in our Slack channel after the game. He said, the only thing interesting about the game is that Tatum kind of sucks, and this team is demolishing everyone anyway. Nice for now. Would hate to see it become routine if they can't get out of it once they aren't playing some pushover team that's just happy to be there. Arcan, explain yourself. Tatum sucks and you don't want him to get into bad habits?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing other things, and it does seem like Cleveland's going to do the same thing Miami did, which is try and blitz him all the time, leaving guys open left and right to hit these three-pointers. But he hasn't been doing much, and when he has gotten his chance to get his offense going, he can't. He was missing threes. He's really, I think, not as aggressive lately, and part of that is the defense. I understand that. And he is making plays and, you know, passing off and getting his assist totals up, kind of. He only had like four or five last night.
He had five.
So, you know, I mean, I think that there are things he's doing well, but in general, if you want to win the championship, then I don't think you can do it with Jason Tatum sort of doing what he's doing right now. I just feel like that's a routine that you can win against Cleveland. You can win against Miami without Jimmy Butler. You can maybe even win against the Knicks. But I do think that if that's the way that they're going to go, if that's the routine that they're going to get in, I'd hate to see them get stuck in that when they have to play Denver or Minnesota or OKC or one of these other teams that is going to match their firepower.
So to jump in, what you're talking about isn't the raw numbers. Although we did this last week. I mean, he's averaging 21 a game, which sounds good on the surface.
Well, but not for him, it doesn't.
It's less than Jaylen Brown. It's less than Derek White. I mean, but you don't go, oh, this guy's scoring 20 a game. He sucks, right? About 11 rebounds a game, about 5 assists a game, right? These are his postseason averages through 6 games thus far. What we're talking about is the efficiency or lack thereof. He's 41% from the floor. He is 25% from three in the postseason. That includes 18 points last night on 7 out of 19, 37% shooting, 0 for 5 from three. So what we're really talking about is Tatum being efficient and the same thing we've talked about in the past. Like, when things aren't happening and Derek White isn't knocking down 7 threes, and the Celtics struggled to start shooting last night. Not Derek White necessarily, but the team struggled to start shooting. I think the numbers finished okay. When you score 120 points, they're going to finish okay. They were 39% from three, 18 threes. But they weren't super hot from three early on in the game. So this isn't the same old story where they hit their threes, they win, they miss their threes, they lose. But Tatum's going to stand out more in a game where Derek White isn't bombing away and Jaylen Brown isn't carrying the team. And you can make the argument, and maybe you want to, at 617-779-7937. You can make the argument Tatum's taking a back seat purposefully. He's being passive to work everybody else in. I personally don't believe that, but maybe you do. I just think he's not playing well. And so the question is, how far can they go without better performances from him? They'll lose to the Cavs. I don't think many people feel that way after last night, but you can vote that way. They'll lose in the Eastern Conference Final. We think to New York, could be Indiana. They'll lose in the finals. A lot of people are afraid of Minnesota. The big scary Nuggets aren't so scary anymore. And all the way to Banner 18, they're going to win without Tatum and Porzingis, some people believe. You can vote now at Jones and Mego. Mego, how'd you vote?
I voted lose in the finals. I think that they could make it back to the finals because the East is so weak. The East is so bad. But once you get to the finals, yeah, I know. Denver doesn't look like I thought they were going to. They're a mess. I do think Minnesota is a real team. I'm a little curious about OKC. I don't think they're as dominant as I thought Denver was or as Minnesota is. But I think when you get back there, Jones and Arcan, I'll toss this over to you too. How many circumstances can you remember where an NBA championship team was in the finals and on the way there and in the finals, their star player in their prime wasn't the one that carried them there? Wasn't the one that dominated a series or, you know, was the leader on the floor. Like, I hear all these narratives around the city talking about Jason Tatum and he's being a spectacular teammate and he's got this all-around game and he's such a difference maker on rebounds and everything. And that's a nice idea, but it's not really what's happening. And I say that because if you, okay, just look at the stats of his playoffs compared to last year. You name some of the shooting numbers. The shooting numbers are flat out bad right now, and he's on a three-point shooting team. His three-point shooting performance has been really bad. And on top of that, his rebounds are 10.5 per game. It's exactly the same as his playoff numbers last year. His assists are 5.3 a game average, exactly the same as last year. He's attempting fewer shots, so he's giving those around. But the shooting percentage just isn't as good either.
Yeah, right. I don't have an issue with the rebounds and assists.
It's not like he's given. No, I'm saying, like, it's not like all of a sudden he's like Magic Johnson out there, like, dishing every ball over to somebody. It's not that. That's not what's happening. The only real difference is, yeah, he is taking fewer shots because he's got a great support staff around him, but he's not shooting well. That's all it really comes down to,
guys. Okay, well, so what is it? Is it pressure? Is it defenses focusing on him? Is it just a bad stretch? What is that all about?
I don't like the defense is focusing on him thing, because I don't think either of these teams that they've played so far, the Heat or the Cavs, are teams that should be shutting down.
You better hope it's not that, because guess what?
Oh, my God, if you see Minnesota, come on.
Yeah, well, and just guess what? It's playoff basketball. They're going to focus on the best player on the other team. Right. So good luck. If that's his problem, then good luck. If it's just a blip.
It's also not working for these teams who are doing it that way. Like, they're still getting the crap kicked out of them because this team's not the Spurs with Wembanyama in the middle and no one who can shoot from the outside. This is a complete team with a lot of good supporting players.
What I'm saying
players.
Is, if it's just teams are ratcheting up the defense on Tatum and he can't handle it, that's the worst possible answer. If you believe that's what it is, then the Celtics are never going to win.
He's not shooting well.
Okay.
That's the whole answer.
I know, but
Jones, I'm saying there's like other people around who are like, oh, but his rebounds, oh, but his screens, the screens he's setting. When he's the primary screener, look at what it opens up for Derek White and what it does for Jaylen Brown. And when Porzingis is back out there, it's like, okay, well, seriously, like, how many times can you remember a championship team with a player in the prime where he's not making the most shots?
Fine. So Arkan came up with a suggestion. Do you have one?
Yeah. I would say Kevin Durant on the Warriors his first year there.
Oh, I thought you had one with the Celtics.
And also with the Celtics, Cedric Maxwell was the finals MVP. Worthy was an MVP one year, finals MVP. Joe Dumars with the Bad Boys Pistons probably
about?
Was.
Okay, so this is,
the 80s,
this is too old for you, Mego?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you some more.
We can't go back 40 years.
Let me give
guys.
You some more recent ones.
Tony Parker one year with the Spurs instead of Duncan.
Let me give you some more recent
There's
ones.
Other examples.
Okay, Parker's a pretty recent one.
That's a good one.
You know, early career Kobe was not the alpha on that team, so he had to be carried along.
Was he in his prime?
He was not in his prime yet, no. I would say late career Shaq in Miami, not in his prime. He was carried along by Dwayne Wade. Was Garnett in his prime with the Celtics in 2008?
No. I hate to say this, but he wasn't.
Garnett was the best player all season long, but he wasn't in the finals. And, you know, from a scoring standpoint, Garnett was always kind of a unique player anyway, so maybe it's not a perfect analogy. My answer would be that's very rare. It's exceptionally rare for your best player to be carried. The question is, why isn't he shooting well? And again, is it a blip? Is it defenses stepping up their play? It better not be that. Because teams focusing on Tatum, it's only going to get worse the further you go. If he can't handle that, you're never going to win. So, and I don't think it's just a blip. I don't think it's just six random games. Odds will even out. That's what the science bitches believe. That it'll just all sort itself out and it'll just course correct because he missed the shots now, so he's due to make some shots. I don't think it's that either. I think he's pressing. I think he knows this team needs to win and he is pressing. That's what I think. So he's got to get over that. That's why I think he's struggling. That's why I think he's inefficient. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Arkan, why do you think he's struggling?
I think it's a combination of things. I do think that the defense is playing him differently. I think it's a bad plan for these teams to try and do that. But with the Heat, you can say at least they tried the zone first, and then they tried doubling him whenever he got the ball. You saw Cleveland doing that, collapsing on him when he got the ball, and him making good passes. I think that in terms of his shot, there may be a little bit of that. And I thought maybe we'd see once Porzingis went out, we'd see him become more of the focus on the offense and we'd see him bring the ball up more and sort of, you know, call plays for himself and get open and come off screens and things. But it's just, it's not happening. It's not, and it's not really, the offense isn't suffering from it, which is why I'm having sort of a hard time. Like, as bad as he looks out there trying to get his shot going, it's really not much of a detriment for this team. Like, really, against who they're playing right now.
What's the thing Mego sent today from Joe Mazzulla? This is via Jay King. Joe Mazzulla said the Celtics average 1.6 points per possession when Tatum was the screener, which Mazzulla said would be the best offense in the history of the world.
That stuff gets me excited.
Okay.
Yeah, the best in the history of the world.
Okay. I have a feeling it's going to be a little different. A lot of people would have very efficient scoring efforts.
Should they give Jason
against
Tatum
crap-ass Cleveland
a max contract for his screens? Because if it's the best team in the history of the world, you gotta bring that screener
this
back.
This is what
I'm
talking about. Can somebody else screen? Like, what are we talking about?
No, so Tatum's just an expensive decoy is what he's saying. How far can they go? Mego already answered this. Mego says they can get to the finals if Tatum keeps playing like this, but they won't win it. How far can they go?
I think they can get to the finals as well. I think there's a chance they could lose in the conference finals if the Knicks go crazy, but I wouldn't bet on it. I'd bet on them losing in the finals. I think a lot of the things Mego said I agree with. I think that the teams in the Western Conference seem to me anyway to be just as motivated and charged up as the Celtics are right now.
Yeah, and wait till SGA starts setting screens.
And yeah, I mean,
then
watch
you're in
out.
Trouble.
Anthony Edwards goes out there, sets a couple of screens, best team in the history.
history.
I mean, those are chiseled screens, though. Those
seriously.
Have you seen the commercial, the same Tatum commercial?
Have you noticed the screens look exactly like Michael Jordan's screens used to set?
I have. They're very Jordan-esque.
It is. I think there's a chance they could also go all the way to Banner 18. We're asking where.
With Tatum playing like that, you think they'll win a title?
I think they could.
That's crazy.
I think they could. If Porzingis comes back and White keeps playing like this and Brown keeps playing well, I think there's a chance of that. I don't think it's out of the question. But I'd say, what would I bet on? I bet on them losing in the finals.
It's not out of the question. It is. I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think it is.
Okay, right. White's not going to hit seven threes. If White's hitting seven threes a night, well, then good. Give him the banner right now.
Right.
But that won't happen. So can they win with Tatum playing like this? Hell no. They won't make the finals with Tatum playing like this. Which is why I think he's going to turn it around.
You don't think they'll make the finals?
No.
They'll lose to New York or Indiana, but probably New York?
I think New York can take them. I think New York can take them down. They need Tatum to elevate to get to a finals. You're not just going to waltz to a finals led by Jaylen Brown, led by Derek White.
Jaylen Brown was really good last
night. Okay, he was for last night against a trash-ass Cleveland team that I told you was a trash-ass Cleveland team. And so,
trash-ass conference, really.
I'm saying. That's why I think they'll get out of the East.
Okay. I think the Knicks are pretty good. I think you guys are shortchanging the Knicks.
Don't say that to Arcan
about
Brunson.
Listen, Jalen Brunson's number one fan, but rest of that team's not great.
They should beat the Knicks, but Tatum needs to elevate his play to do it. And I think he will. I'm not saying the Knicks are going to beat them. But if Tatum keeps playing like he has the first 40% and 25% from three, yeah, they'll lose to the Knicks if he keeps doing that.
You talk about a one-man team in Cleveland. I mean, come on. I like Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo as much as the next guy, but that's a one-man team right there.
Oh, I disagree. Way disagree.
Okay, but the one man is also better than Donovan Mitchell.
Right,
that's true.
I mean, the one man.
I agree with that.
The one man's better than Tatum the way he's playing right. The one man might be the best man in the playoffs. 617-779-7937.
Is playoff Jason a thing?
Nah,
it is definitely not. Not so far, it's not. You can vote. How far can the Celtics go without a better performance from Jason Tatum? Now, this is not just a criticism in Boston. Okay. You want some national commentary on Jason Tatum? I'm sure you do. This is Stephen A. this morning on First Take.
When you look at the success that the Boston Celtics have had and you anticipate the return of Kristaps Porzingis, nothing less than a championship is going to be acceptable. And nothing less than greatness is going to be expected from Jason Tatum, especially when we see guys younger than him putting their greatness on display. You cannot struggle and not answer the call to a point where it's going to cost you a championship. You can do it now because we know you're going to beat Cleveland. We can do that. Just like we knew you're going to win your first round series. Just like we expect you to beat Indiana or New York in the conference finals. Yeah, that's fine. But we all know that the powers in the West this year, in terms of the level of parity that exists because of the inordinate amount of teams that were considered championship contenders. You, Jason Tatum, you cannot be the reason this team doesn't capture the chip. You got to play better, and everybody knows that.
And this is why I think he's pressing. He knows he's the guy. He knows this is the year. So he's pressing. That's what I think is going on. Why is Tatum struggling? Do you think he's struggling? Maybe he's just deferring. He's just being a good teammate and deferring to his pals.
And missing all his threes.
Yeah. You can weigh in. Yeah,
for his teammates.
He meant to miss all five of those threes last night, exactly, for his teammates. You can jump in on the phone, 617-779-7937. We'll be talking to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, makes his weekly appearance Wednesday at 2:30. So that comes your way about 15 minutes from now. Mark it down. It'll be live on the Odyssey app. In the meantime, let's take some phone calls. A lot of you waiting patiently, including Dean in Salem. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, how are you guys?
Excellent.
This is the first time I've ever called in. Arcan, I used to listen to your night show. It was awesome.
Thanks, Dean.
The one here on EEI.
Yes. He used to keep me entertained for years. But
best night show in the history of Boston radio, people said. Yes.
You were the man. You were talking about one time you went to Mexico.
Yeah.
And the whole time you were drinking.
That's right. Wow.
That's a very unique story he was telling. He went to Mexico and got hammered. Wow. What's your point on the Celtics, Dean?
A while ago.
But anyway, let's talk about Tatum. Yeah, Jones, you may be right. They may not be able to win all the way with him playing like that. But haven't you noticed in the playoffs, he always supposedly doesn't shoot as well. Like last year, for instance.
Yeah, no, this is why they haven't won. This is why Tatum needs to step up. This is why if Tatum wants to be considered a true superstar and wants to be considered one of the greats, he needs to play better. And Mego's point is a good one. He's not going to get dragged along by a team. Most true superstars don't. They lead their teams to championships. Mark's in Connecticut. Go ahead, Mark.
That's why the true superstar is Jaylen Brown, because he can do it all. He can drive the hoop. He can shoot. He does it all. Tatum is not the superstar on this team, and I've had this conflict with everybody, and a lot of people agree with me. I think it's Brown's team and not Tatum's team.
Okay. If they win, Brown keeps playing like he did last night. Maybe not all the specific numbers, but Brown's playing like last night. He's the best player on the team, and he leads them to a title. Will we look at it differently? And Tatum keeps playing like this. They win with Tatum performing as he is, and Brown leads them to a title. Do we look at it differently?
Absolutely.
We should.
Absolutely, you should. I do want to say something to Dean's call, Arcan's number one oldest fan. He said that Tatum never shoots well in the finals, or in the playoffs. This is the worst he's ever shot. Like, I'm looking at his playoff stats right now. His efficient field goal percentage is literally the worst going back to 2017, 2018. It's the worst.
Definitely the worst three-point shooting. 25% is definitely the worst.
Overall, anywhere from the floor. Behind the arc, on the floor, this is the worst he's ever shot.
Now, look, he was terrible in that Philly series last year. He woke up in the fourth quarter of Game 6 and had a great Game 7. So we've seen him do this before. He just needs to do it soon. That'd be my point. Can I hear Cowherd? I know Ryan loves to play this. Cowherd ranked the top players in the NBA playoffs. How far do we got to get to Jason Tatum? Let's hear it.
Here's my 10 best players. So Luka would be number one. He's nearly averaging a 30-point triple-double.
Good game for him, Leslie.
Okay. So he's number one. Number two is Jokic. He's nearly averaging a triple-double, and he leads the playoffs in rebounds and assists.
Loves triple-doubles.
Number three would be Ant Edwards, certainly the most watchable player.
Auntie.
The only player averaging 30-plus on at least 50% shooting in the playoffs. So his efficiency has really clicked against better teams. That's a great sign. Number four, Jalen Brunson. He leads the NBA in scoring. His first step is so fast.
To die for.
The highest usage rate by anybody in the playoffs. So big minutes, big production. Number five would be Donovan Mitchell, who was second in points scored to Brunson and second to Brunson in usage minute. Six. I would get to Jason Tatum. He's the third leading scorer in the playoffs, and he also leads the Celtics in rebounds and plus minus.
Okay. He's the third leading scorer in the playoffs?
I think he means on his own.
The Celtics. Celtics. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I was going to say, he can't be the third leading scorer
definitely
in the playoffs.
Definitely not in the playoffs. Yeah.
And
so he has him sixth. He has Brown 10, by the way.
He's tied for 21st in the playoffs.
I'm not going to make you listen anymore. Brown is 10, just FYI. Mm. Kyrie was in there somewhere. Jamal Murray was in there somewhere. I forget who else he had on that list. Sixth. Honestly, feels high.
Did he say Gilgeous Alexander?
He did not. I think Gilgeous Alexander was right after him.
Okay, well, all right.
That's interesting.
He's playing a lot better than Tatum so far.
So, look, I think if anything, that's kind to Tatum. And that's kind to, or at least relying on what he's been and not how he's played through these first six games.
Definitely.
So you can jump in on all this. 617-779-7937. Do you agree? Tatum's struggling. Not all of you do. He's just taking a back seat to his teammates, missing threes on purpose, like Arcan said. And how far can they go with more performances like this? Will they lose to the Cavs? Will they lose in the Eastern Conference Final? Will they lose in the finals? Or all the way to Banner 18, even with Tatum playing?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Playing this way. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. We also have the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. He joins us less than 10 minutes from now at 2:30. We'll get to him right after Trending with Arkin.
Sports talk in perfect harmony.
Me.
This is Jones and Mego. On WEEI.
And the ball game is over. What a frustrating loss for the Red Sox tonight in Atlanta. 4-2. Braves win it. On a night the Red Sox had 14 at-bats with runners in scoring position and only came away with one hit.
We had traffic all over the place, and we didn't cash in. So, you know, I know he's been solid throughout the season, Lopez. But well, I think, you know, in certain situations, we got to be humble, take what they give us, you know. Advance the runner, put them on play, and we didn't do that. Then Duvy made that play at the end. So, overall, you know, the line's moving. Now we got to cash in.
Alex Cora following a 4-2 loss last night in Atlanta. You heard it here on WEEI. Red Sox and Braves do the second game of a two-game set tonight. You can catch that here on WEEI as well. Red Sox now 19-17. They have been a little better on the road this year, 12-8, outside of Fenway Park. And for more on that performance last night and the game tonight in Atlanta, we are joined by Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. Alex Cora, how are we doing this week?
We're doing good. How are you?
We're doing well. We're looking forward to seeing you guys against Chris Sale tonight. I don't know if you feel the same way. He's 4-1, 3.44 ERA. This is the Chris Sale that I'm sure you guys have been waiting for the last couple of years. I know fans have been waiting for the last couple of years. It makes sense he's doing it now that he's off the team. How have you felt watching him from afar?
He's been good. You know, surprise early on. You know, he went 7, I think, right away. The velo was way up there in spring training. And, you know, obviously we had a pretty good idea he was going to be healthy this season. You know, he went through a lot the last few, but the offseason was a normal one. He started his workouts at JetBlue down there in Fort Myers. He actually met with Bales at one point, and obviously then he got traded. But happy for him. He's in a good place, a good situation. Surprised by the extension, to be honest with you. But, you know, he's a good kid. You know, obviously a tough one on the mound today. We have to grind with him, but we got a job to do. And, you know, he looks very similar to when he's on top of the game.
So, Alex, you said that he met with Andrew Bailey once before the trade. That's correct?
Yes, he did.
So, given how much success that you guys have had with your pitching structure, with your rotation so far this season, how do you think that he would fit into what you and Andrew Bailey have been doing with the rotation so far this year?
Yeah, the conversation was this is when you're good, this is when you struggle. So let's try to, you know, go out there every 5 days and be the best version of Chris Sale. And that's what we're trying to do with everybody here, not only the starters, also with the relievers. You know, when you go out there, throw your best pitches as much as possible. And if you do that and you throw it, you know, over the plate, there's a good chance you're going to be successful. This is a game that, you know, you go 3-for-10, you're making 7 outs. And those are the great ones, right? The hitters, the ones that hit 300, get on base at a 400 clip. They usually get three hits and 10 at-bats, and you still get them out seven times. So I do believe, you know, him in this situation, it was going to be fine, just like when he was in the past. You know, I think with him, it's more about health. And throughout the year last year, if you take away Baltimore, and I know you cannot do that, Chris really had a great season. I think the Orioles did some damage in his numbers, but overall it was a solid one. He posted, which is very important, of course. You know, you pitch every 5 days. When you're one of the best, you're going to be okay. And I think he would have been great.
Alex, let's talk about your pitchers. Pivetta back from the IL tonight. We got updates on Bayo and Whitlock yesterday, I want to say. Do you expect to have your starting rotation back intact, all five of them, in the near future here?
Yeah, I believe, you know, Brian, if everything goes well today and tomorrow as far as, like, recovery, he should be with us at the end of the weekend. With Whitlock, he's throwing a live BP on Friday at Fenway. And then if everything goes well, he go on a rehab start. And that should be it, to be honest with you. I think, you know, they're not so far apart from their last starts. You know, Whitlock, I really thought that he was more, to be honest with you. I thought he was, like, out for, like, a month. But that's not the case. And, you know, he threw a very aggressive up and down yesterday. Velocity was good. So we feel very comfortable. So hopefully when we get to St. Louis, you know, we get the three back and, you know, we can make some adjustments with the bullpen. And we will hopefully we're going to be in better shape going into St. Louis.
I heard you say after the game last night you hadn't made a corresponding move yet for Pivetta. Do we know what that is?
Yeah, we're gonna option now. You know, he did a good job with us coming out of the bullpen, but we need him to go down there and stretch him out again. As you know, we're one pitcher away from, you know, bringing him back and probably give us length out of the bullpen. So he'll go back into the rotation in Worcester. The other move, we're gonna designate Zach Short for assignment. Romy Gonzalez is going to be with us. Actually, Romy's starting at first base today for us.
Okay, what's the lineup looking like? He's at first. What's the rest of it look like?
Yeah, Ref is going to – we're going to stay away from Ref today. I think it's a smart play. He's, you know, he's trending in the right direction, but if we push him, we might go backwards. So he's not going to start today. We got Romy at first. We got Grissom at second. Rafael at short. Rafi at third. Wong is catching. O'Neill, Abreu, Duran in the outfield with Cooper DHing.
You broke up a little bit. Who's DHing?
Cooper is DHing.
Cooper is DHing. Okay.
Cooper. Yes.
Alex, you guys have struggled a little bit offensively last night to put the ball in play. What do you need to see from that lineup to capitalize on some of the traffic that you're able to create on the bases?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is recognize the game. And, you know, we had certain situations in this road trip, and actually the last game against the Giants in the first inning, first and second, no outs, we don't score. There was another one, second and third, no outs in Minnesota, we didn't score. Yesterday we got men in second in the first inning. And obviously, you know, we got Rafi at the plate. So, you know, we don't want him to roll over and get the guy over to third base. But we don't score in that first inning. Then late in the game, Abreu is up with men at second. And in that one, we have to be better in that spot. You know, if we're going to make a out, just make sure the guy gets over to third base. We didn't do it. He's been one of our best hitters. But in that spot, we have to make, you know, we have to make sure we get that guy to third base. And it doesn't guarantee that we score, but we put ourselves in a situation that with a ground ball or a fly ball, we score one. We get the lead in seventh. We go to the bullpen, and we get a chance to win the game. We put some good at-bats. Their starter walked four. We got some hits, but, you know, obviously, you know, we didn't score enough, and that's something that, as a group, we have to make sure. We have to be conscious that there's certain at-bats that, you know, they're team at-bats, and I know they're trying. We're trying to do the best to give them the information, but you know, we have to perform, we have to execute, and yesterday we didn't do it.
Alex, I don't know if you know this, but the jig is up with the pitching staff. ESPN wrote a big expose about how you're throwing less fastballs, and that's why no one can hit you. So clearly everybody's about to adjust to that. But I was wondering, do you guys consider that something that, like, a big change like that year to year, something that'll be picked up on by the rest of the league? Is that something that you sort of look at and think, well, they can't beat my guys? Or is it something that you, as a manager, see and think, all right, we're going to have to keep reinventing ourselves in this way if we want to stay on top of these batters?
I do believe the league is making adjustments as far as the pitching part of it. You see the Yankees the last few years throwing more sinkers, going east-west. Right now, the Astros, they still have kind of like the similar attack, right, because they got Verlander, and then they have guys that they throw fastballs up in the zone and breaking balls down. Some of those guys are making adjustments too. So this league is very tough. I think yesterday Cutter used his four-seamer more than in the past, you know, and it's who we're facing. So we want our guys to keep using their best pitches as much as possible, but at the same time, you know, in the case of Cutter, you know, he can go east-west, he has the breaking ball, but his best pitch is the four-seamer, and it just happens that it matches up well against the Braves, and we used it yesterday. There were a few counts there, 3-2 counts, that they took the fastball right down the middle, and probably there were, you know, game planning against us, trying to think east-west, and it didn't happen. So, you know, Tech and then Bales and the group, they do an outstanding job, you know, trying to stay one step ahead of the opposition, and so far so good. We got so much information that it's not a secret now that people are writing about us and what we're doing. You know, the organization, they have the information. They saw it in spring training, how we were attacking guys. They saw it in the first month of the season, how we did it. And we're going to keep going. You know, we're inducing two-week contact. We're getting, you know, quick outs in early counts. And that's the key of going deep into the game. I think the most important thing and the difference compared to the past is these guys are going six innings. You know, they're going deep into the game. So we got better matchups late in games. We can maximize our bullpen, and we're like in better shape going into every night, knowing that we got guys available in bullpen because their rotation is doing their job.
Time now for our Sherwin-Williams question of the week. It's sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. You can ask Sherwin-Williams how to bring color to your life. And our Sherwin-Williams question of the week is from Bobby Link and RJL Painting Concepts. He asks, the Red Sox are 12-8 on the road this year, but only 7-9 at home. Why are you struggling at home, Alex, and how will you turn it around?
I wish I knew. You know, I think the last hometown was a good one. And the first one, we didn't play defense. So, as you guys know, this team kind of like goes as long as the defense, right? If we play good defense, we get a chance to win ball games. And the first homestand, we didn't do a good job. And the second one, we were better. We just got to keep pushing these guys to improve, to be a good defensive unit. And if we do that, we're going to be okay.
Okay, that's our Sherwin.
I got the answer now, right?
No, it's perfect. That's a good one. It's our Sherwin-Williams question of the week. If you have paint questions, you can ask Sherwin-Williams.
I still think it's Neil Diamond's fault, personally.
That's got to be what it is. Alex, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Hey, we can talk about that in another one.
Exactly. Right.
We'll talk about that one in another one. Thank you. Be well.
Right. See you. Alex Cora, as all our guests, joins us here on Jones and Mego with Arcan WEEI. I think it's Sweet Caroline. That makes sense. I mean, he's been critical of it before. Makes sense. Yeah, they were better on the last homestand. Fair. Although they've been worse on the last road trip. We'll see how this one goes. Against Chris Sale tonight, you can catch it here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Celtics. When it comes to their struggles, we already discussed Jason Tatum. You can still jump in on that. 617-779-7937. How far can they go? If Tatum continues to play like this, and how have the Celtics grown from past failures? Have they? Has Tatum? We'll get to it next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-E-I is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of Jones and Mego
on W-E-E-I.
Anything can happen. It's the NBA playoffs. We're just taking it one game at a time, and that's all we can control. And we try to come out and be the harder playing team. We stick to our agenda, and we let the chips fall where they may. It's going to be tough for a team to have to beat us four times, but as long as we come out and we execute on both ends and we're the harder playing team, I think we'll be fine.
Jaylen Brown did his part last night, unlike Jason Tatum. I agree, the Celtics will be hard to beat four times in a series. But they're going to need Tatum to step up. How far can they go without better performances from Tatum? You can vote at Jones and Mego. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. We also just talked to Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox. Said he was a little surprised that Chris Sale has an extension already with the Braves. Look, I'm shocked he's not hurt. Cora can say all he wants. We knew he was going to be healthy. I didn't know that. I still don't know that.
When's the last time a Chris Sale extension went bad? Come on. When's the last time that had a poor outcome for the team that signed it?
It's relevant to ask Cora about, and I was curious his thoughts on it, but I want to be clear. I don't miss Chris Sale one bit. I think they're better off with him somewhere else and not relying on him, and I think they're in a better place because of it. Quite frankly, I don't care how he pitches. But it is ironic that now the guy's healthy and pitching well in Atlanta when they've been waiting for that for the last few years. If you want to look it up, Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. It's free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can listen live to Jones and Mego. You can listen live to Gresham Fourier. Of course, the Greg Hill Show, as well as Keith at night. 2%
say Sunday Mass.
And the Sunday Mass as well at 11. 2% say that they will lose to the Cavs. You're crazy. Tatum could probably take the rest of the series off, and they'll beat the Cavs.
I think Tatum and Holiday both could.
Lose in the Eastern Conference Final, I say 13%, or I'm with the 13%, rather. If Tatum plays like this, they're not going to get past the Knicks. I have a high degree of confidence he'll turn it around and he won't keep playing this way, but if he doesn't, they're not getting out of the East. Not if he plays like that. 25% from three, and 0-for-5 last night, that's what he's been thus far in the playoffs. You guys both say they'll lose in the finals. That's where 46% are at. That's the majority. 40%, though, say all the way to Banner 18.
Why is Arcan calling me right now?
Are you butt-dialing Mego? How are you even doing
that? Butt-dialing me in the middle of the segment?
It says you're calling me.
I'm calling you?
Yeah.
No way. You're calling me.
It says you're calling me. I didn't touch my phone, Mego.
I didn't touch my phone either.
Why don't you guys sort this out in the next break? All the way to Banner 18, 40% is what they're voting. You can vote now. At Jones and Mego. Our buddy
Joe. What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Our phones just had some kind of weird connection.
Right, how did that happen?
I don't know. Let's go to the phones here. John's in the car. Go ahead, John.
I'm calling. Are you? Who's calling?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's get to the bottom of these two bozos' phones. It's a good thing. Score one for the stupid iPhone over there, by the way, you two.
You're not good, high and mighty on your iPhones.
True. You're doing it again.
Yeah, you two and your butt-dialing are... You're getting exposed like the Cleveland defense last night. My goodness. Like Luke Kornet looked like the second coming of Hakeem Olajuwon with his and I know Jones, like I know you're a big green team fan. But like even still the defensive or the plan they had to get him in there and be aggressive in the paint was absolutely perfect because he is not back great. I love him 10 minutes a game. He gets like 5 points and five rebounds, but that was ridiculous because they have absolutely no big men.
No,
but
and
the
so-
thing that I really, the getting to the Tatum thing, like I didn't really have that big of a deal with him not shooting very well at all and being horrific last night because of how he played defensively, how he played off the ball, and how he rebounded. The opening segment of that game when they absolutely exposed Darius Garland for the lack of defense that he is able to play on anybody on the floor was hilarious.
Well, they were. That's true. They were just running various people at Darius Garland. It's true. And so, look, maybe Jared Allen comes back and makes a bit of a difference there. I have no idea. But when it comes to the Celtics and their bigs, this is proof that they don't need Porzingis to me. Not certainly in this round, and I don't think they're going to miss him going forward. Tatum needs to step up. They can lose to the Knicks if Tatum keeps playing like crap. They're not going to lose because of the absence of Porzingis. Kornet gave him good minutes last night, and I don't care about Luke Kornet. He's a scrub, but he played well last night.
Yeah, no, he was very good last night. I don't think that he was, you know, the guy you want going against Jokic or even Gobert or, you know, Mitchell Robinson's out for the Knicks. So it's not like, I guess there's Hartenstein, but he's not really an offensive threat. And I don't know. I mean, I think that the Eastern Conference, when sort of boiled down to what it is right now with Giannis out and, you know, sort of these guys out, it's not much to really be afraid of. And even if you have, I agree with Porzingis out, I don't think that's going to make much of a difference in the East. I do think the bigs in the West, though, are still someone that you'd like to take out of the paint, and Porzingis can do that.
Can I hear Joe Mazzulla? Mega, why are you calling the hotline?
I don't know what my phone is doing. I just turned it off. Now it's calling the station.
You're not doing that on purpose?
I swear to God. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, there's Mega.
It says my phone's calling. I had to turn my phone off. I don't know what it's doing.
Maybe you've been hacked.
I might be. I'm kind of scared right now.
Uh-oh. Stop clogging up our phone lines there, Mega. when it comes to Mazzulla, he doesn't like the criticism of Jason Tatum. Here's what he had to say, the thing we referenced from Jay King.
So you talked a little bit about Jason's night last night. How are you just seeing defenses approach him right now, and how is that forcing him to play in response to that?
Yeah, I don't think he's being forced to do anything. I mean, he was 1.6 as a screener in our offense yesterday, which would be the best offense in the history of the world. So, and he had 11 potential assists, and he had 18 points and three blocks. And so I think he's doing a great job of taking what the defense is giving and finding any way to impact the game on both ends of the floor. And you know, that's what we need him to be, and I think he's doing a really good job of it.
Yeah, so look, he's supposed to be one of the best players in the league. So you have to do it at both ends. It's not just playing defense and impacting the game. That you got to score. You got to be efficient. Like that's part of the job. You have to do that too. And this always bothers me. This is like the Bergeron Marcus Smart discussion all over again. Jackie Bradley Jr. It's like, oh well, they play good defense. No, I get it. Do you realize that's only half the game too? Like if you're only playing defense and you're not doing your job at the, you're not hitting, you're not shooting well, you're not scoring, then you're only doing half the job. And so that's not a two-way player. That's not a two-way player. That's still a one-way player, just on the other side of the ball. And Tatum impacted the offense, I guess, with his screening, although I don't care. Some of his passes certainly are very good. I don't know how many expected assists he had last night, but Mazzulla said it was a
potential
lot.
Potential assists.
I'm sorry, potential assists.
Potential assists is going to make me lose my mind.
But what he needs to do is score. I'm sorry, like if that hurts people's feelings, he has to start shooting more efficiently. You have to do that as the best player on the team. That's the job.
Especially when, I'm sorry, from Joe Mazzulla's perspective, a huge part of the success of the team is getting the three-point shots up and making the three-point shots. Like, that is what is carrying this team. I'm not saying you have to live or die by the three, but it's a huge part of the way that you play. So for your best player to be shooting 25% from behind the arc is not really a sustainable way for him to lead on the floor for a finals run.
More your Celtics thoughts, 617-779-7937. You can vote in our big question of the day. Up now, at Jones and Mego, do you agree that Tatum's struggling? And if you do concede that point, I don't see how you couldn't. If you do concede that point, how far can they go if he keeps playing like this? In other words, does he need to step it up? You can vote there. You can weigh in on the phones. And we'll start mixing in some Patriots thoughts, including this sham faux GM search. Let's get to it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.